One of the iconic experiences recorded in the Synoptic Gospels for me is the healing of the paralytic man who was lowered down through the ceiling. Does anybody remember that story? Three of us. That's good. Yes, sir, India. I love a people of the word. Thank you so much for giving me job security. And in that demonstration, there are some things that take place that should capture our attention. One is this. The one who is the quadriplegic is not the one whose faith is commended. Jesus looks at them, and when he sees their faith, he says, "Rise up and walk." All right? So it doesn't matter if you have any expectancy or not. I have expectancy for you, and there are others here who do as well. Secondly, when the Lord was challenged by having said to him, "Your sins are forgiven," religious people who took offense at that. Well, religious people always take offense at the activity of God because they can't control it. So ritual is something we like. We like to go in. We like to be told. We like to be told to stand. We like to be told to sit down. We like to be told goodbye. And we've done it. And so our expectancy is, if I go back next week, it'll be just like that. Now, if that's what you're expecting this morning, April Fool, that's not what you're going to get. Because we believe that God wants His people to be representatives of His grace in their lives. And so we labor once a month to say, "Okay, God, let's do it." So that it's not just formula and form without function and substance. Okay? Now, Jesus says, "In order that you may know that the Son of Man has power on earth to forgive sins, I say, take up your bed and walk." Now then, this statement communicates something. As long as you have only words, all you can do is play "I believe" with somebody who believes something else. And you don't gain any ground playing "I believe." All you do is entrench one another more securely in your own ideology, your own shortcomings in your theology. But let me tell you something. The blind man said, "Look, I don't know if he's the real deal or not. What I know is this. I was blind, and now I see." Okay? Demonstrations of spirit and power are the inheritance of every believer reconciled to Jesus Christ. And his testimony is, "These signs shall follow them that believe." Now, here's the tough question. Are you a believer? Well, you know what that means, right? How about now? You still a believer?
Yes.
Okay. We're going to go through some movements with the Holy Spirit today to increase your expectancy that God will move through you. You see, you don't have any problem believing He'll move through me, do you? "Here am I, Lord, send Lanny." Got it. Okay. Position is, "Here are we, Lord, send us." Okay? So we're going to help move through that. We've got some coaches who are going to help us today, and our own Jay Patterson is going to lead the way. Yay, Jay! But we're here to assist him. Now, I'm not going to... Is there anyone here who cannot read? Your literacy rate is so low, or you're dyslexic or something, that you actually need someone to read for you? Anybody at all? Don't be embarrassed about it. Nobody? Okay, good. Read the bulletin. I'm not going to stand here and tell you what it says. I want to receive the tithes and offerings, and then warmly welcome to this platform, Mr. Jay Patterson, our facilitator of the day.
Is there a red light?
Yeah, there we go.
Okay.
Whoa, fell. That's a problem.
Can you hear me better now? All right. Well, good morning. He must be serious because he's wearing a suit. It's usually some sort of t-shirt and jeans and flip-flops, but I'm here this morning to share a message with you of encouragement and challenge. Okay. You've probably heard speakers before say, hey, that whole week before I shared, I was living through this message. I come to tell you that really happens. including this morning. So I'm going to take you through a story that I'm hoping most of you know. It's about Jesus feeding the 5,000. That's where we're going to start today. Just in case anybody is not familiar with that story, I'm actually going to read a section of scripture about that. So if you'll turn with me to John chapter 6, and we're going to be starting in verse 5. It's probably going to be on the screen behind me in a moment. And I'm reading from the NIV. When Jesus looked up and saw a great crowd coming toward him, he said to Philip, "Where shall we buy bread for these people to eat?" He asked this only to test him, for he already had in mind what he was going to do. Philip answered him, "It would take more than half a year's wages to buy enough bread for each one to have a bite." Another of his disciples, Andrew, Simon Peter's brother, spoke up. "Here's a boy with 5 small barley loaves and 2 small fish, but how far will they go among so many?" Jesus said, "Have the people sit down." There was plenty of grass in that place, and they sat down. About 5,000 men were there. Jesus then took the loaves, gave thanks, and distributed to those who were seated as much as they wanted. He did the same with the fish. When they had all had enough to eat, he said to his disciples, "Gather the pieces that are left over. Let nothing be wasted." So they gathered them and filled 12 baskets with the pieces of 5 barley loaves left over by those who had eaten them. Jesus had a plan. This is not just an exercise in what to do when too many people show up to your picnic. Okay? He had a plan. And in delving into this piece of scripture, which I really recommend that you do at some point, because it is far-reaching in its effects and meanings upon our relationship with the Lord and what He's done for us. You follow this much further, and Jesus is showing them how He is the bread of life. Now, that's a whole study in and of itself. I'm just going to be narrowing in on one portion of this thing, but there's a lot of impact that comes out of this one story. Now, like I said, Jesus had a plan. He was putting the Father on display. He has a plan in our lives. There's a sign behind me here, and it says something about putting the Father on display. That's what we're about here. And that's what He's about in and through us. Now, the Lord is He's a master of making something out of nothing. He can take the little that we have to offer, and He can multiply it. Now, the disciples saw the enormity of the problem, and they said, "This is way too big." But there's somebody there who did not see the enormity of the problem and get intimidated by it. The child that was there gave up his 5 loaves and 2 fish. Now, there's something interesting about the fact that this is a child. Firstly, he's actually not counted amongst the 5,000. We have this picture of 5,000 people standing there. Well, that's just the men. So maybe double that for those that were there. The number grows. I can't believe, personally, this is my personal opinion, I can't believe the child was the only one there who had any amount of a morsel of anything to give. You've got to think there's probably at least maybe 1 or 2 other people there that have something. But the child chooses to share what he has. Now, this isn't some teenage kid that's there and thinks this is a great idea. The word that is used for child here is paideon, and that really means probably around the age of 5 to 7. This is a little kid. In fact, it's the same type of child. And when Jesus brought the children forward and says, if you want to enter the kingdom of heaven, you've got to humble yourself like this child. We're talking about the same type of child here, same level of maturity. Now, the child doesn't know the big picture. He doesn't know what Jesus is planning to do. No one gave him the 5 points that God was going to go through that day. He's there, and Jesus is preaching, and all of a sudden he says, we need food for these people. And why did the Lord want to feed them? Because they were hungry. Because he had compassion upon them. And he knew there was a need. Now the disciples saw the problem with feeding this many people, but the child said, hey, I've got something, here you go. He didn't know what Jesus was going to do with it. He had no reference for that. All he did was give what he had. How many of you know that that child partnered with God that day? Jesus was the one with the plan. The child had no clue what it was. He just partnered with him. How many of you know that we're a lot like the disciples most of the time? We see the enormity of the problem. It's hard for us to get away from that because it's right in front of our eyes. We see a need and we look at what little we have and know that it's not enough. We stop right there. We stop before we ever get out of the gates. See, we have a mindset of disqualification. Anytime you feel an inkling of stepping forward, thoughts of things that disqualify you from that instantly shatter your mind. We know that what we have is not enough. We see our gifts that the Lord has given us as common or immature. Something interesting about the 5 barley loaves, that's poor man's food. That is common bread. It's nothing special about barley loaves. The child didn't have some great gift to give. He had a gift. Now, we think in order for the Lord to use us, we have to reach some point of amazing maturity. And the bar is always out in front of where we are actually at that given time. If I can just get through this next class, then maybe. If I can get that certification, maybe God can use me. If I knew my Bible better, then maybe then God could use me to reach those that are around me. Maybe then I would know what to say. Maybe then I would know what to do. Fortunately, God doesn't work that way. The Lord's able to meet us where we are right now. He desires to move through you, each one of you, where you are right now. He is interested in putting your present representation of the Father on display. What does that mean? Chances are God's not going to require you to go raise dead people right now. Okay, so let's pull the bar back down a little bit. He has a progressive plan for us. And there's things that he would like you to do where you are now. And where you are now is not where he has planned for you to be in the future. He wants to grow you. He wants to mature you. He wants to put more of the Father in you so that it can be expressed through you to those that are around you. But it all has to start somewhere. You see, when you nurture the little things that the Lord gives you, they grow into bigger things. He can trust you with more as you are able to present what he's given you at whatever level that is. Now, some of you are probably completely unfamiliar with the notion of putting the Lord on display. Last week, there's a really great sermon. If you're off at Labor Day with your family or in travel doing whatever, I encourage you to listen to Pastor Svetlana's message. It's called Partnering with God Part 2. Now, something that she did there that was amazing was challenge us to go from the position of purely a receiver of God's grace to a giver. That's a major milestone in the maturity of any believer. Now, some of you may have seen the commercial a few years back. I think it was by Boost Mobile. But it's, who knows what a baby Bjorn is? Anybody? Baby Bjorn? Any parents here? Yes. Baby Bjorn, for those who are not familiar with it, it's a child sling that the mom puts on or the dad puts on, and they carry the child in front of them, kind of like a little baby kangaroo. Now, in this commercial, there's this big, probably 6.5, 7 foot guy, huge, and he's got this big, giant baby Bjorn on him, and he's carrying a guy who's probably about my size on the front of him. And the guy's there in this Bjorn getting carried along, and you're looking at this thing, what? And he says, what? You think this is wrong? I do think that's wrong. That speaks to me about us and our maturity level and our ability to make ourselves available to the Lord so that He can mature us for the appropriate place that we are in our life. If all we ever do is receive, if all we ever do is take the milk, then we're not going to get to the place where we're ready for the meat. Because the Lord can't trust us with the meat. And you end up with this dichotomy of, shouldn't you be walking on your own by now? You have a beard. There's a problem with that. It's up to us to allow the Lord to use us and to mature us. It should be the goal of every believer to continue to grow, to be committed to the plan that He has for your life. Now, what happens to us when we put ourselves out there and we make ourselves available to the Lord, wherever you are at? He matures you. There's no two ways about it. You actually can't help it. If you say, all right, Lord, I'll take that step, He starts maturing you. You just took a step. Once you start moving, He starts directing you and guiding you. When we make our gifts available to the Lord, He brings that maturity into our lives. He starts expressing Himself through us in new ways. You know, the Lord didn't give you your gifts for you. He didn't give you your talents for you. We think, oh, great, I got the gift of prophecy. This is really cool. Check it out. Or, I can pray for people and they get healed. That's awesome. It is awesome. But it's not for you. It's not for your glory. It's for His glory.
That's right.
And it's not even for you just to go and have a good time with. He gives that to you for the rest of the body. The gifts are for the body. And they really mature when you give them away. I remember hearing once, you only get to keep what you give away. And that is a truism. It's not for you to own, for you to grab hold of and hold on to and keep close. It's for you to disperse, because the Lord wants to disperse it through you. What happens when we sit on our gifts? Sit on your hands? Can't do anything. You're limiting the effect that the Lord has for those that are around you. He has a plan for all those that He puts you in contact with. Each one of us has a sphere of influence. Each one of us has been deployed to a certain portion of this world, to certain people, to different jobs, to different areas. You could be walking into a gas station. You don't know what the Lord's going to do, but He deployed you there. So if you sit on your gifts, maybe there's somebody there that needed a touch from the Lord that day. Now, I don't say that to say that you should be going around, hunting around, looking for somebody, ready to pounce on them from behind somewhere. That's not what we're talking about here. What I'm talking about is that you have an open line of communication with the Lord. Your focus is on Him and what He's doing. So He can come to you at any point in time and say, I want you to go talk to that person. Or, did you notice that person over there? Or, yeah, put another $2 in the plate. Or whatever it is. He has a plan. You don't have to know what that plan is. This isn't about your self-effort. This is about what He's doing. He is on a mission. You get to come alongside and join that mission. You don't have to have the plan, because He has the plan, thank God. What happens when we give those gifts back and partner with the Lord and follow His lead? You've probably heard Lanny say many times about how you get to stand back and watch the Lord do what he does. It is true. When you say, okay, Lord, I'm going to take that first step. I'm going to make myself available. I have no idea what's going to happen here. But you gave me this little piece to give, so I'm going to give it. You do that, and the whole world opens up. And it is a different place than what's inside your mind. You get to stand in the glory with the Lord as he touches people's lives, as he changes things, as he moves things. And you can't be in that place and not be transformed by his presence. It's like brain surgery. He removes things that you are holding close. You might have a certain way that you think about things, and he will completely transform your understanding of it. Because when you see through his eyes what he sees, all that stuff has to fall away. It can't stay around. Guess what happens in that process? You become more like him. You have more of his perspective. You get more of him flowing through you. You're able to release more things because less of you is in the way of it. You know, the Lord, through us, is limited by us. What's between these two ears is what limits the Lord. We're the ones that choose our availability to him. My dad is fond of saying, you don't get to choose the situations you come into in life. All you get to choose is your attitude. You don't get to manufacture the experiences that you have with the Lord. You're along for the ride. And you get to choose how available you are to him in those moments. And I thank the Lord that he is patient with us. Because sometimes he has your yes, sometimes he has your no. A lot of times he has your maybe. Regardless, his love for you does not change. He's not any happier with you or any less proud of you or love you any less or change how he feels about you based upon your performance. He wants you to come along with him. Where's Sarah? Sarah, I'd like you to start coming forward. Like I said, you're the one who chooses your level of availability to the Lord. Now, the Lord is in the driver's seat, and that's where he needs to stay. I don't like those bumper stickers that says, God is my co-pilot. Yeah. I liked it. I was thinking about a name for this message, and I had lots of different things going through my mind. An image that came to my mind is the Lord pulling up in a car in the driver's seat where he should be and asking, who's got shotgun? Shoddy, I got it. We want to jump on board with him. He's going somewhere. You don't have to know what he's going to do. Let him do it. Be along for the ride. How many of you love those movies where there's people that just get sucked into situations and they're there fumbling through it trying to figure out what to do? And as it turns out, they end up doing some amazing things they never would have thought of themselves. That's how life is with the Lord. I said I was going to challenge you today. Svetlana, as I mentioned earlier, challenged those of us who were willing last week to move from the position of receiver to giver. Some of you weren't present for that. Some of you, actually many of you, stood up and came forward. Others didn't really know where they felt that day. I'd like to challenge you wherever you sit right now. I'm not asking you to come forward yet. If you are wanting to make yourself available to the Lord, some of you already do this. Others haven't ever done this yet. It's a new idea. Many may have done it before and have pulled back for whatever reason. But if you're willing to make yourself available to the Lord, I'd just like you to raise your hand. Praise God. Thanks, Pastor. That brings me some confidence. I want to ask each one of you right now, think about this. What is it that is holding me back from giving the Lord my availability? What are the things that jump up in my mind that disqualify me from putting Him on display at any given time? Then I want you to ask yourself this question. What little do you have that you can offer to the Lord? What is it that you have that He can multiply? I want you to meditate on that right now. Sarah's going to come and sing a lovely song that I heard for the first time on Friday. She wrote the music to it, and a friend of hers wrote the words. I'm going to ask her to sing that to you, and then we'll come back. one kind of gets you, right? Sarah, thank you for sharing that. You know, she shared that Friday night at the Watch as a kind of, hey, Lee, check this out. We're working on this song. What do you think about it? She gave a little of what she had. You know? And look how many it just fed. That song touches my spirit. It's amazing what the Lord can do with what we think is just a commonplace thing. This is just me. This is just an expression of who I am. The Lord wants you to be you because He wants to be Him through you. And we each have something different to bring. The challenge for this morning is if you're available to the Lord today, you may have never had any experience with Him moving through you before that you can recollect. You may want to reconnect with Him today. It's something that He's done in you in the past. Or you just want to be available today to do what you know He does through you. I welcome you to come forward because there are people here today who need what He's given you. This isn't where it ends, but this is where it begins today. So if you're willing, come on, move forward. Sure, each of you that's coming forward today, this is your first time doing anything like this, or you're stretching out in this, whatever it is, we are going to have coaches up here to be with you and to stand here with you. You're not alone. You're not on your own. The Lord is interested in maturing you. He's not interested in making a fool out of you. He's going to hold your hand through every bit of it. May I have the healing people and the prophetic people stand forward? I would like you actually to be right up here in the front wings. Healing over here, prophetic over here. I've asked the teen leaders to be up here to stand with teens if they come up. To pray for people, you feel like the Lord, I'm talking to these people right up here looking at me, how many of you would like to pray for people for prophetic? Can you get a show of hands? I like the prophetic. Stand over here, we have some prophetic trainers over here. Those of you that want to pray for healing, I'd like you to stand over here. I'd like you guys to turn around. Turn around. Face out there. There's people here sitting in their seats that need to hear from the Lord. Some of you need to be encouraged desperately by the Lord. You heard in this song, heal me, Lord. Use me. Transform me. Take me. This is an iterative process. We need to be healed as we move forward. We need to be strengthened and encouraged. If you need encouragement today, if you need to hear word from the Lord, please come over here. We have lots of people that would like to pray with you over here. If you have pain in your body, or you know somebody who has pain in their body, is close to you, I'd like you to come over here. There's people who would like to pray for you for healing. All right? And please feel free to come forward at this time. We're going to go back into worship. A few minutes ago. Just a second. Before we do that, though, because we're tied up, we're going to share a word of encouragement that came from one of our young ladies up in the front here. Hey, Brandon. She has the microphone.
So I saw it was like a desert on a mountain. It was a mountain desert, and the ground was completely dry, and there were cracks running within it. Like it hadn't seen water for a long time. If you see National Geographic, you know, when they show you the land and it's got cracks and crevices and it looks like it can crumble at any moment. And God's saying, He's speaking to you right now that you feel like you're this land that's dry. And then I watched and I saw as an earthquake arose and everything was shaken from the inside and everything outside fell through the cracks. And it was sucked away. And all that was dry and broken and crumbled was no more. And then this great land appeared. What was once dry became a beautiful place. A place that you would want to go picnicking. You would want to go walking. He's calling you today that He's saying inside of you that He wants to awaken Himself in you. And give you a new life.
If that word, if you feel a quickening to that word, if you want to respond to that word, we invite you to come up and we'll pray for you. Thank you, Lord.
Okay, so this is kind of my first time praying for people and speaking to people, but so I was all very nervous. And I don't have much to say, but I know that I got a word from God for somebody. And there was a quickening in my heart, and it was a nervousness and urging, don't hide, keep, say something. So more of a, you may think that you're wrong. You may think this might not be what I'm supposed to say, but if you get a nervous feeling, your heart starts pounding ridiculously hard. You're like, I haven't been running. I've been sitting here the whole time. That it's an urging, and don't be afraid to be wrong, because I've been wrong before. But just hang on to the one thing you think you've heard, and don't try to think, oh, it might mean this. Just that one thing, and even if you get it wrong, but trust God that don't get embarrassed. Be humble and be okay. I'll try again. I'll hang on to you the next time. So that's about it.
Myself. Am I on now?
Yes.
Okay. It's hard to tell from up here. The reason we share these testimonies with you is because when we share a testimony of what Jesus has done, He releases that grace to do it again. So the encouragement to you is, if you've heard this today and you said, I want that. I want to experience that. God can do that in your life as well. His grace is sufficient for you. We hear the testimony of Jesus. It releases that grace for those things to happen again in our lives. So if you feel like you want to pray for somebody, we still have space up here for you to jump in. If you need prayer, again, I'll make the appeal. If you need prayer for anything prophetic-wise, encouragement, you need to hear from the Lord, there's people here that are willing to test drive the gifts that the Lord has given them today. And I tell you what, when people try out new things with the Lord, He really wants them to succeed. He's really willing to give them those things because He wants to encourage us along. If you'd like to hear from the Lord, come up here today. If you need prayer for healing, please come forward here. We're going to go through this one more time, another song, and then I'm going to make a final appeal to you guys. All right? Oh. Brandon, do you have a testimony? Let's share it right now then.
you know, when Jay asked us to come up here, if we wanted to be put on the Father's display, if we wanted to be used by him, I thought that we were coming up to get prayer. Because I was thinking that this morning during his message about how inadequate I felt, you know, being the Lord's vessel, as much as I desire to be his vessel, the enemy always tries to put, like, an inadequacy on me. And he will do that for that's his job. He wants to shut us down. He doesn't want us to walk in the gifts that God has put in us. And so I was having those thoughts this morning. And so I came up because I'm like, oh, I can get prayer because I'm feeling inadequate. And instead, the Lord put me in a position to lay my hands on the sick and see them recover.
The truth of living in murky waters, although that may be all that you've known, that's not real living. There are clear waters, and it may be hard to get across the path, but in his vision, this prophet led the path, walked them through, and gave them the opportunity to live, really live, in clear waters. Something that they had not known before. Now, John shows you that the Lord himself came and gave him a personal message. And that's what it's all about, isn't it? Thank you, Lord.
Praise God. Well, up here, you've been doing a lot of practice. Real stuff, but it's practice. It's a very safe environment here. And many of us have actually become very good at operating in this environment. But how many of you know God needs to be put on display, not just here, but everywhere we are? Everywhere we are. In your homes, with your friends, at the gas station, at the restaurant, wherever you are, he could call your number at any point in time and say, I want you to move here. We've been sharing testimonies here today to encourage you, to encourage one another, to see what God's going to do here today. Our experiences for the first time praying for somebody, or I came up and I was expecting to be prayed for. Little did I know, Jesus wanted to use me. He showed me I'm not disqualified. We have a new email address here at our Father's house. I think it's going to get put up behind me here. The address is impacttestimonies@ourfathershouseag.org. Hopefully it comes up behind me. So I'll say it again. impacttestimonies@ourfathershouseag.org. This is an email address for you guys to drop in your testimonies of how the Lord is using you, of how he is putting you on display. Wherever you are, at whatever level of experience you are or level of maturity, share your experiences here. Give your testimonies about how God is using you. We'd like to share these testimonies with you guys periodically to encourage us, to strengthen us, to help us see that the Lord is doing amazing things through our midst, the people that are sitting around you, and he wants to do the same thing through you. So as you go, please write the email address down, because God wants to use you. Yes, Pastor. I will see that, and I'll bring those things to Pastor. He'll make the ultimate decision of what gets shared on any given Sunday morning. But I would also ask that as you give testimonies, please don't give specific names of people. Some people don't want to share about what God did in their life. Respect that, but share what the Lord gave you as an experience so that we can bring that forward, because that's the relevant thing. Now with that, I'm going to dismiss you guys. God has been awesome here today. Now, he's still going to minister to people. If you're willing to come forward for prayer, we'll hang around here for a little while. But very specifically, Jeannie and Stephen Woodard are moving away from us. God has called them to Florida because he's starting flight school with the Navy. We want to bless them here before they go. So those of you who are Jeannie and Stephen are dear to your hearts, please come forward. We'd like to pray over them and bless them before they leave. And with that, I'm going to close in prayer. Father, thank you. Thank you for today. Thank you for how you have blessed us, Lord, how you've grown our experience, Lord, our expectation of you. Holy Spirit, I thank you for teaching us today new things, strengthening us, encouraging us. And Lord, as we go, I ask that you would bring to our understanding and to us, Lord, experiences where we can partner with you. Let it be obvious to us, Lord. I thank you, Father. I thank you for your patience with us, and I thank you for the plan that you have for our lives, Lord. They're bigger than our own, and I'm so thankful. In Jesus' name, bless these as they go. Amen. Be blessed.